Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life with your host Avik. This podcast is all about exploring the latest research, sharing personal stories and providing personal tips for improving our mental health and well-being. Each episode will be joined by experts in the field of mental health as well as individuals who have experienced the transformative power of a healthy mind firsthand. Together, we will dive into a range of topics from managing stress and anxiety to building resilience and cultivating happiness. So, join us on this journey to discover new ways to take care of our minds, bodies, and souls. And let's work together to create a healthier, happier world one episode at a time. So, let's get started. Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life. I'm your host, Avik. And today we have a very special guest, John Daniel. So welcome to the show, John.
Thank you.
Great, great. So John, like before we start our conversation today, I would love to mention this to all of our listeners that John is an online fitness and mindset coach who helps high-level professionals optimize their health and the success. So despite facing adversity, he reclaimed control through the fitness, discovering the link between physical strength and the mental resilience. So why to wait? Let's join us as John shares insights on unlocking your potential through the mind-body alignment. So welcome to the show again, John.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to dive into a juicy conversation around physical and mindset health, right? We sometimes feel like on the outside that our physical body can represent the mindset piece, but not all the times is the inner world aligned with that. So we're here to talk about a nice juicy topic around the mind and body alignment and what that really means.
Exactly. So John, like to start with, like, if you can share your personal journey, like how you discovered the profound connection between physical fitness and the mental well-being.
Yeah, of course. So just to give you some context and what I do every single day. So like you mentioned, I'm an online high performance coach for specializing in really helping any high level professional find that alignment within their mind and their body. What I do is I help them dial in their fitness, their health, and their mindset, which gives them the more energy and focus they need throughout the day. So ultimately, they can optimize this health and ultimately prioritize certain things in their professional life as well. And you would be surprised how many people that are working at a very high level put their work in front of their mental and their physical health, which just ends up negatively impacting their lives and their businesses. And so what I like to do is I like to bridge that gap in between what that connection really looks like and what brought me to that point. So starting a little bit with my story, I grew up playing sports throughout my entire life. So I was always pushed into a team atmosphere, constantly competing in all of this physical activity. And what I've realized throughout the years is that really was the foundation of what pushed me to do the things that I do today and how I help my clients. And what I didn't realize as a child was that was building these mental, I would say mental catalysts to open up new doors into my life. Yeah. And what happened was after I was done with collegiate wrestling in college, I found that I was going into patterns where I wasn't finding that mind and body alignment anymore. And so when I took myself out of a sport that gave me that structure and that foundation, I was finding myself lost. And so I took this as a good opportunity to go back to that core root of that foundation and understand what the deeper meaning was behind just going to the gym or pursuing these physical body goals. And what brought me to the conclusion of, well, it was the mindset aspect. It wasn't necessarily what the byproduct was of actually showing up to the gym. It was what the tools and the skill sets that it was giving me to actually perform in the world. It was giving me the higher energy that I really wanted to show up in the world as. It was a showing up in my relationships with people, how I was communicating with people. I was bringing a lot more confidence to the table. But what I realized was I had to find congruency. Now, congruency is very powerful when we think about it, right? When you say you are, when you say who you are, to other people, people see that. But when you aren't, people also see that too. And so what I found was there was misalignment with who I was saying I was and the things that I was actually following through with that. And so the Core Root Foundation was I had to get back into that gym, and I had a little bit of a rough upbringing. And so what happened was when I wasn't in the gym, I was going and finding those, I would say, those habitual coping mechanisms that I grew up watching. My father was an alcoholic. My mother was an alcoholic. And so when I wasn't in the gym, I was naturally going to those coping mechanisms on the side. And so as I found myself going to the gym more and more, what I realized was this was recreating that foundation of those roots that I had created as a child. And it doesn't mean that you have to have a rough upbringing in order to find that mind-body alignment. But what it does mean is we just have to water those seeds that are within ourselves so that we can start to open those doors within our mind that that physical function actually does for us.
Exactly, exactly. So, as an online fitness and the mindset coach, what are some of the common misconceptions that people have about integrating their fitness and the mental health?
Yeah, of course. And so what I've found doing this for years now, right? What most people want to do, whether it's they want to get in shape or they want to lose fat, is they go to their local gym and they hire a personal trainer. Now, what I found, what is a problem with that is a personal trainer only helps you out with one very small piece of the puzzle, which is your workouts. But personal trainers don't provide any real support when it comes to your nutrition or your accountability or your mindset. So what happens is you're left all alone trying to figure out what diet is best for you with no support, no one's to ask questions to, unless you've got hours of spare time to search through Google and read through the thousands of results that pop up there. But that just overwhelms us all. And so that just means that people are continuing to be stuck in this same cycle that they've been in for the last, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, cutting out their favorite foods, losing 10 pounds, falling off the wagon, gaining it all back, and just leads them to end up hating themselves for not being able to stick with it. And so what I do is I basically take out all of this guesswork out of the equation for you, and I give you these workouts, your diet, and understand what these resistance points may be in your life, specifically tailored towards your life specifically. Because as you know, we all have a different 24 hours in the day. And that is one thing that I hear a lot. You know, we all have the same 24 hours. Well, the reality is, no, we all have a different 24 hours. Some people have families and kids. Some people are running a multi-million dollar business. Some people are doing all of this combined. And so understanding where this time is actually allocated and what those primarily goals are, whether it's higher energy, whether it's fat loss, we can't just put a cookie cutter approach to this. And so that's really where I come into play.
Wow. That's something really great. Yeah. So also, like, how do you approach mindset cultivation alongside the physical fitness training with your clients?
Yeah, of course. So when we start out with a client, we always have to start with one thing. Why are we doing this? And a lot of the times I'll have people come to me and, you know, maybe it's to lose 10 pounds to fit into a wedding dress or a tuxedo for a wedding. But after this 60, 70, 80, 90 days of working with me, what starts to happen is something very beautiful, is they're having higher energy. They're having more self-esteem. They're having higher confidence. And so what starts to happen is people understand that, yes, fitness can be to lose 10, 15, 20 pounds or to gain muscle. But at the end of the day, what this is creating is a sustainable lifelong mindset shift. We're creating a new identity for ourselves that allows us to show up in the world that we really want to show up in. And so what we'd start with is, what is that deep reason of why we're doing this outside of just losing 10 pounds or outside of just gaining this muscle? And then once we understand that deeper purpose of why we're doing it, we can reverse engineer this process so that it's the most enjoyable process for you. For example, some people like lifting weights. Some people hate lifting weights and actually like to run more. And so I'm not going to come in and say, you got to eat chicken and rice every single day and hate your life, or you got to lift weights 7 days a week for 2 hours a day. But what I am saying is we have to find the things that we actually enjoy so that this can be a lifelong sustainable process for us. But it can only be consistent once we get deep on that purpose of why we're doing something.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, what specific strategies do you recommend for the busy professionals to incorporate their regular exercise into their daily routines? Because though, I believe that is the segment which is very, difficult to manage. I mean, in my understanding, maybe if you can clear.
Yes, of course. For high-level professionals, we have one major asset that is always going to be consistent, and that is time, right? With only 24 hours in a day, we have to optimize our habits, our rituals, and our routines, and analyze the constraints that inhibit you from moving the needle in that alignment with your mind and body. So through a couple different strategies that I use in prioritization and boundaries, you can carve out the necessary time for self-care and personal development by identifying your most important tasks and then allocating dedicated time for exercise, meditation, and reflection. You can then optimize your daily schedule to enhance both your physical and your mental well-being. And I think the biggest thing that I always like to preach about is setting clear boundaries. Right? What this is going to do is this is going to allow us to maximize that time and that energy. Learning to say no to certain activities and commitments that not only align with your goals and values, but also allow you to focus on what truly matters. And so I say that by establishing boundaries around your time and resources, you can create, for one, a supportive environment that fosters growth and success. But also, too, we understand that putting ourselves first is going to be the biggest driver in this whole process. So I would say understanding boundaries and prioritization through our time management.
Okay, got it. So, I mean, in your experience, how does maintaining a healthy body contribute to our overall resilience and the quality of life?
Of course. Well, for one, you can't fully take care of others if you're not taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
So you can't expect more from others than you expect from yourself. That's why the best leaders are brutally honest with self-assessment. They choose to see the truth over faking perfection and understand that neglecting one aspect of life inevitably affects the others. And so that's why they know that being out of shape limits closeness in relationships, you know, energy for their kids, respects for themselves, and the ability to really show up or lead a team, right? So getting fit or in shape is deeper than a look. It's about embodying this holistic strength and discerning the difference between activities that waste time and activities that move the needle, being able to prioritize long-term health and success over short-term gratification. And that's not only going to be benefiting you, but also your families, your teams, and anyone else that you really help lead.
Understood. So, okay, so also when we're talking about this, I'll request if you can share any success stories or the transformations from the clients who have prioritized both the physical fitness and the mental well-being.
Of course. So I work with a lot of executives in corporations. And I think one of the biggest things that they understand is there's not very much time in the day. And so one of my clients, her name is Allison. She came to me about 6 months ago and she had just gotten a new role within the organization. And so she was super stressed out about this new front load of work that she was going to be having. And when I first talked to her, you know, her self-esteem was shot. Her confidence was shot because she was stepping into a new role that came with a new workload, which came with a lot of new challenges in front of her. And she knew that in order to actually take on those new challenges and take on the new stress level and the anxiety level, she had to be confident. So she had to start building this confidence somehow. And so with Allison, what I decided to do was, okay, Allison, where are things in your life where you find the most confidence within yourself? Let's start with that as point A. And then what we can do after we analyze what that point A looks like, we can start to what's called habit stack. One of my favorite books is Atomic Habits by James Clear, and he talks about habit stacking. So every 2 months, what we did for Allison was we added an additional 2 habits that we could build on top of. And that's going to serve 2 purposes. The main purpose is we're not overwhelming our mind with all of these new things that we have to take on at once. Right. And so by focusing on 2 habits at a time, it's like taking bite-sized chunks. So after about 6 months of working with me, Allison came through a breakthrough of this newfound confidence and energy that she never knew she could actually have. And as a byproduct, she was now able to take on all of the new projects, all of this newfound stress and anxiety that came on with the new role that she had been promoted to. And then she was able to take those skills and those new resources and use them for the lifelong journey that she had, which was sustainable health. And so, like my client, Allison, we all deal with these main stressors and anxieties on a day-to-day basis. But if we don't find what currently makes us and builds us confidence right now, we can't move the needle forward. And so just like I did with Allison, I do with all of my clients, is understanding where we currently find confidence within ourselves and then building 2 habits every 60 days on top of that, that ultimately drives that alignment within our mind and our body.
Yeah, it's very, very true. Lovely. So, I mean, what advice would you give to someone who is actually struggling to prioritize their health amidst a demanding work schedule?
I would say that it really boils down to that boundary and prioritization of where we're allocating our time. Now, if we're really busy and we're working, let's say 70 hours a week, and our mental capacity is shortening and shortening, we have to understand something that can only go on for so long. So what I always have people do to start is, where is a 30-minute gap that we can create, not have, but create within our day-to-day schedule that allows us to have those conversations that we really need to have with ourselves? And that goes back to my point of what the deeper reason of why we're doing it. And so that first step is having that clarity within the conversations that we need to have with ourselves. And then from that point, what we can start to do is we can literally visualize what that vision for that future self of our entire life is going to look like. And then it goes on to that habit formation. What are 2 things that we can focus on for the next 60 days that is going to form that type of person that we're really aspiring to be?
Wow. So, are there any particular exercises or workout routines you find particularly beneficial for improving the mental clarity and the focus?
Of course. My personal favorite is resistance training, so lifting weights. And the main reason why that's my personal favorite is because my lifelong goal is sustainable health. And the more muscle that you have on your body, the more dense your muscles and your bone structures are going to be, which allows you to then, when you're 70, 80, or 90 years old, allows you to bring your groceries in, allows you to play with those grandkids. But at the same time, we have to look at the other spectrum. If you absolutely hate resistance training, well, we just have to find something that is enjoyable for you. So maybe that's going on a 10, 20, 30 minute walk outside and enjoying the sights and the sounds of nature. That's still going to be better than doing absolutely nothing. And so if we can start to do a little bit of a trial and error and see the things that we actually enjoy doing, that long-term vision of sustainable health is going to be that much easier to obtain. And so my personal favorite is resistance training for that reason, but that may be different for somebody else that absolutely hates picking up the weights. Now, if that is one of the goals, right? If we're trying to build muscle and you don't like lifting weights, well, guess what? We can do resistance bands training, because that's still going to create the muscle tension that we need in order to develop the muscles. Now, on the flip side of that, the more muscle that we have in our body, the more fat that we're going to be burning at rest. And a lot of the times my clients come to me because they want to lose fat. And so just by keeping it simple, the more resistance training that we have incorporated into our movement, the more muscle that we're going to have and the more fat we're going to be burning at rest. And so I always say, find the things that you enjoy doing and do a little bit of a trial and error. And those things that you actually enjoy doing, that's going to create a little less resistance in keeping that sustainable for you.
Understood. Understood. That's really, really great advice. Yeah. So, I mean, how do you tailor the fitness plans to address both the physical and the mental health goals for your clients?
The first thing I always dissect is the resistance points that we're currently finding within our life. Mm-hmm. So we all have different resistance points. Some people hate getting up in the morning, like myself. That is one of the biggest things that I do not like to do. Waking up early absolutely sucks. And so one of the things that I've crafted around my life and a lot of my clients' lives is understanding where those resistance points lie throughout the day and getting awareness around these things. The more awareness that we have around these resistance points, the more we have control over those things, which means that we can actually tailor and customize a plan specifically around those resistance points in your life so that we can slowly start to mold that person that you're trying to become. But if we don't have awareness around these resistance points, because it's very, very easy in this day and age to distract ourselves from that, well, then we're just going to be continuing to stay stuck in that same cycle that we've been in for the past, you know, few years or few months, right?
Yeah, exactly. Great. So thank you so much, John, for joining us today. And we have definitely learned how integrating the fitness, health, and the mindset optimization can lead to the increased energy, focus, and the overall success in both the personal and the professional endeavors. So dear listeners, always remember that prioritizing your health is not just about aesthetics, but it's all about fostering the confidence, resilience, and unlocking your true potential. So by incorporating the personalized strategies and the mindset cultivation, you can achieve your fitness and the business goals simultaneously. So we hope that you have found inspiration and practical insights from today's conversation. So join us next time on Healthy Mind and Healthy Life as we continue to explore the topics that empower you to cultivate a happier and a healthier life. So until then, stay mindful, stay active, and embrace the journey of your mind-body alignment. Thank you so much.